Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are so happy to have you here at Change It Up Radio. We are a brand new show, and we're talking about changing. You know, humans have this kind of weird love-hate relationship with change. We need it desperately, or life gets boring and we don't grow. But we hate the discomfort of it. So one of our goals here at Change It Up Radio is to open up conversations between empowered women and men in a new way, with mutual respect, cooperation, and just an energy of love and working together, so that we can create something new, a new kind of conversation, a new way of being and doing in the world. So we're really happy to have you here with us today. My guest today is Dr. Kulvinder Kaur, an import from Britain, a beautiful, incredible import from Britain. In fact, she was brought here under the title an alien of extraordinary ability. I laugh every time I hear that, because as those of you on Facebook can see, she is the most delightful, wonderful human being and one of my dearest friends. But she is also an extraordinary genetic researcher. And we're going to be talking with her in the next segment about some amazing discoveries in the world of genetics, about an incredible TED Talk that she did, sharing this information with the world, and her upcoming company that's going to be doing some really amazing work to help humans in a new way. So let's talk a little bit about what we have found in genetics and some of what Dr. Kaur is going to be talking to us about. I'm calling this show The Sins of the Fathers. And I know we've all heard that old saying. I think it might even be in the Bible, but it's not a direct quote. But the sins of the fathers will be visited upon us. It says to us that what was done in generations before us may affect us. Well, we're beginning to find out that, in fact, it does affect us. Actually, the way you respond when you see an injured animal, the way you respond when somebody cries, the way you respond if you're cut off on the freeway, or when you're thinking about something in particular, or you hear a certain kind of music, may all be a result of your genetics. I know, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? That what we're doing right here, right now, is actually a result of our genetics. But what's even crazier is that what was given to us genetically was changed in our parents by what they experienced. So let me back up a little and see if I'm getting this right and making it clear. Let me give you an example. Let's say that tomorrow I am the victim of a terrible earthquake, and buildings crumble around me and all kinds of things are happening, and I'm traumatized in a big time way. The field of epigenetics has taught us that what we experience, particularly when it's trauma, changes who we are genetically. And now when we have children, we pass that genetic structure on to them. This is what we're going to be talking to Dr. Kaur about very shortly. But I want to give you an example of something that happened in my own practice that may illustrate this even better. So I had heard Dr. Kaur talking about what we are discussing today on an evening. And the very next day, I had a client that I was seeing in my office. And as most of you know, I'm a life transitions expert. And so I'm working with people who are either dealing with loss through death, divorce, any kind of grief. Sometimes the loss is a health loss, or it could be something that's been brought about by a change in circumstances. Retirement actually can be a huge loss issue, although everybody seems to look forward to it. But, you know, there are losses that come with retirement, like your usual structure in your day, your schedule, the friends you had at work, the identity you may have about who you were in that particular career. So you see, loss is happening, change is happening all the time. It's really the whole reason why I created this show, because I want to help people get more comfortable with change. Because if we don't change, we don't grow. And if we don't grow, and if nothing is different each day, we get bored to death. And then we're much more susceptible for addictions, for weight gain, for health problems. All those things come when our energy isn't moving and we aren't feeling happy and content with what we're doing in our lives. So I am so excited that Dr. Kaur is here today to teach us so much more about this, because she is working on it on levels that are really cutting edge. So back to the story of the client that I was able to help because of what I learned from Dr. Kaur. So my client, by all outward appearances, should be one of the happiest women in the world. She has a lovely home, a successful husband. She has a successful business herself. Everything, all the things we think of that should make us happy. But those are all the external things. And as we all know, if the internal isn't working right, all the external stuff doesn't really matter. Well, this client came to me because she was suffering bouts of depression that she didn't even understand. And I'm not talking a little bit blue. I'm talking like she was paralyzed with depression, totally debilitated. She couldn't understand it. Her family couldn't understand it. But as I listened to her story, something said to me intuitively, tell her about what you learned last night from Dr. Kaur, how what we experience actually changes us genetically. Now, one piece I forgot to mention is that this woman was Jewish and she had grown up in Israel, but her family was not part of the Holocaust, nor had she been, obviously, because she was born after it. However, she did grow up influenced by lots of people who had been part of the Holocaust in Germany during World War II. So I mentioned this fact to her that what we experience actually changes our genetic structure. And all of a sudden, it's like the light dawned. She burst into tears and she said to me, I've never told this to anyone before. I worry about the Holocaust all the time. I worry that we have to be perfect so nobody will turn us in. I mean, it was so shocking to me because this was nowhere near her life experience. So I am really looking forward to asking Dr. Kaur more about how this kind of thing could evolve, because the result was in her life, right here, right now, she was experiencing depression and anxiety. And it appeared from what we were discussing that there was no real reason for it in her everyday life experience. But genetically, she was totally set up for this because she grew up in a country that evolved after the Holocaust. And everybody around her, the friends and the neighbors and all of those people, had been impacted by the Holocaust. So it was a fascinating, fascinating moment that this problem that might have appeared very, very difficult to solve through therapy now became very clear. So it wasn't really so much that we had to look at techniques to help her move more eat better, you know, do all the things we would think about, sleep better, that would help depression. What we really needed to do was clear the genetic signature of what had been passed on to her through the experience with others. So I know for some of you, this probably sounds really far out, but the very night that Dr. Kaur was doing the talk, a friend of mine who was there with me, Dr. J.J. Sawyer, the light sort of dawned for her, and she went, oh my goodness, Dr. Sawyer is a Black woman. And she said she had observed all her life that Black people weren't really drawn to water. They weren't really, didn't like swimming pools. Now, obviously, this isn't everybody, but she had noticed in her own life that there weren't a lot of them that wanted to go to the beach and wanted to hang out at swimming pools. And she believed and shared with us in that moment that she thinks it's because the ancestors of Black people were ripped from their countries and brought here to become slaves on boats that traveled across the water. So, whew, I'm getting chills. And the story is multi-leveled for sure and fascinating. So I'm going to bring to you in just a few moments after our break, Dr. Kulvinder Kaur, to help us answer these questions and find out what is the science behind these kinds of experiences. So don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. I am here in studio with Dr. Kulvinder Kaur, genetic researcher who is one amazing human being. So let me tell you just a little bit more about her before you get to hear from her. She was a scientist at the University of Oxford in England for 14 years before being invited to work in the U.S. biotechnology industry as, get this, an alien of extraordinary ability. I love that because you can see she's the sweetest person in the world, hardly an alien. But extraordinary ability, yes, I would definitely say that. So her early research pioneered the use of disruptive technologies to enhance the healthcare industry through genetic diagnostics. She recently did a TEDx talk at the Winnipeg Exchange District. That was extraordinary. That I actually have seen, and it rocked the world, in my opinion. And very soon, you'll all be able to see it because it's going to be launched very soon. And in 2017, she founded Crayomics, a consultancy firm, which specializes in empowering the wellness industry with scientific support for their offerings. So, Dr. Carr, we are so excited to have you here.
I'm so delighted to be here, Paula.
Thanks, and I forgot to mention, this lady's also one of my dearest friends, and I'm so privileged and honored to know her and love her. So, do me a favor, Dr. Carr, begin by telling our listeners a little bit about that TED Talk you did.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
Let's just get that right there.
Oh, got it. So I think probably, especially in light of your amazing introduction, it's probably good to start with just some of the research that really proves what you were just saying. And one of the most incredible studies that was done to prove that our ancestral experience can really influence our subconscious responses in this lifetime was actually conducted by some scientists over in Atlanta, Georgia. And I describe this in my TED Talk, where they had noticed a really interesting cycle of poverty and addiction and disease in these inner city children. And they didn't think that that was necessarily related to their experience of copying their parents. So they did this, they went back to the laboratory and performed this really fascinating experiment where they entrained a mouse to fear a certain aroma. Mm-hmm. And so every time this mouse was subjected to this smell, they would give the mouse a small electric shock. And over time, as you can imagine, this mouse becomes absolutely terrified of this aroma because it associates it with pain.
Of course.
So then they took this mouse and they bred three generations from it. And the great, great, great grandchildren of this original mouse, without ever having been exposed to the pain stimulus before, were actually terrified of this smell.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're saying they observed that three generations down, mm-hmm. the grandchildren of the original mouse mm-hmm. would smell that certain smell and exhibit fear,
exactly.
signs of terror,
yeah.
but they had never been painfully shocked
they
or anything.
They had no reason to be afraid of this scent.
Oh, my goodness. So are you saying then it becomes ingrained in them genetically, that fear response?
Yeah, so what they found on the genetics of these mice that were afraid of the scent were things called methylation markers. They're just tiny little molecules that sit on top of the DNA. Mm-hmm. So then they become part of the DNA, but they can come off and on. So all of us have these methylation molecules. It's just a carbon with three hydrogen atoms associated with it. Sorry, not to get too technical. But what it does is help a given part of the DNA switch on or switch off, a little bit like a dimmer switch, you could mm-hmm. think of it like. So we have them in every single cell in our body. You might know that every single cell in our body actually has exactly the same DNA. But what might make a pancreatic cell as opposed to a heart cell is that all of the genes that tell this cell that you're a pancreas get switched on by the methylation markers. And all of the genes that tell it you're a skin cell or a heart cell or a hair follicle or a toenail are switched off. So then that cell becomes a pancreas for the rest of its life because all of the genes that tells it it's a pancreas are switched
on. Oh my goodness, that's fascinating. Mm. So the bottom line is we have like, how many genes is it? 21 or in the DNA strand? Is it
25,000?
25,000. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! But is that with the different combinations? Isn't there like a basic strand of amounts of genes, or are there all these genes in our DNA?
Yeah, every single one of our cells has exactly the same number of genes, but different ones are switched on or off at a given moment in time.
So that's very interesting, and that's what creates differentiation.
Exactly. But in these particular mice, some of the structures of their brains that were associated with their olfactory senses, or the part of the anatomy that allows them to sense smell, mm-hmm. had very different methylation profiles compared to mice that didn't have that weren't afraid mm-hmm. of this scent or hadn't been subjected to this ancestral program.
Very interesting. So could that mean that, like, for thousands of generations, thousands of years, people have been gathering maybe the fear experiences or the joy experiences from those that came before us? Is that what makes us who we are?
I think it could, to an extent, absolutely. One of the things that we can do over a lifetime, so these are dynamic changes to the genome, and they shift in response to our environment, in response to our wellness programs, in response to our diet. And so a lot of the work that we're doing at Creomix now is trying to identify what are those activities that might bring the human genome back into a balanced state of being, and really help them to let go of these subconscious programming if it's not serving them.
That's pretty fascinating. So basically what you're saying is, let's say a human was having a fear response every time they were near water or were, I don't know, in wide open spaces or something like that. So what you're saying is you're now looking at research that would identify, does meditation help or does exercise help?
Absolutely. I think, in fact, your client is a perfect example. I'm familiar with some of your work, and I'd love to talk about some of that in the context of this conversation as well at some point, if that's okay. But for your client, just identifying that that trauma was encoded in her genetic makeup and then finding, and so we could then search her genes and see, okay, well, now we've identified that this gene is shut off in response to your ancestral trauma. Let's see what modality is going to help that dimmer switch light back up again. And so you would take them through multiple different modalities until you find the one that really resonates with her personal physiology and really helps her to find that space of equanimity and balance in her genetic code.
Okay, so I understand that her behavior might change, and that's what I would be observing. But is there a scientific way to see if something turned on or off that made the change?
Absolutely. So we'd be looking at a methylation profile, or we call it gene expression. So you can see when something is highly expressed, you can see many, many copies of it in a cell. And if it's not very well expressed, then you don't see many copies of it in the cell. So we'd be looking for these small tweaks in her genetics to see whether it was shifting to bring her into a space of a fuller, happier, you know, just more wonderful life.
Wow. That is so fascinating, because we know, you know, we see lives change, right? I wouldn't be in this work if there wasn't possibility for change. And obviously, that's why we're talking about on Change It Up Radio. You know, we need to change, right? We need changes to make life more fascinating, to make life happier, to make it more interesting. But I never thought about change actually working on my physiology, working on my genes, so that I can. So does it, if my genes change, let me ask you this, then does that change hold? Or is that changed by the next thing that happens to me?
It depends. So I think a lot of it is about intention. Much of the time, if you continue in this work and continue to live in your fullest, the change holds. But for your client that you mentioned, I think just in the knowing that this does not belong to me, that's just a huge recognition and realization. This is something that's alien to me. It happened somewhere in my ancestral lineage. So I'm going to tackle it from that perspective. It would be so, and I have personal experience of that too, of course. As you might remember, when I first met you, I was very much suffering from my personal ancestry, that of the untouchable caste in India, which is akin to the slave caste back in India. And so having been, and having these terrible feelings of unworthiness, so feeling that change holding after some of the work that we've done together has been really, really huge for me personally. And so I can speak from personal experience to say that, you know, that change holds for me. As an unworthy, shy little girl that I was when I first met you, I don't think I would have been able to go on the TED stage. I don't think I would have been able to launch my own company. So I've gone through so many different changes in that time. And, you know, I've continued to work and continue to develop and really continue to recognize, is this activity, is this bringing my cellular physiology back into a place of balance, back into the fullness of life, back into the way I want to move through the world? Or is it not serving me? And if it's not serving me, then what might I do differently to continue on this path so that my internal cellular physiology really is contributing to my best life?
Whoa. I really love that. And the work, for just so everyone understands, the work we originally did was actually clearing some subconscious limiting beliefs that we found and using the tools of energy psychology and other mind-body tools. And I know that since then, of course, you have done amazing things, because in the beginning, you didn't even feel comfortable speaking in team meetings at the office, right?
Absolutely.
And now you've stood on a stage in front of the whole world doing a TED Talk. I mean, that's just one of my proudest moments when you did that. Oh, so that kind of change is possible through what we're talking about. And when we come back from this break, let's talk a little bit more about some of those modalities that can help create change and more balance.
Absolutely. Thank
All
you.
Right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw, brought to you by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant, the woman who so beautifully champions women, educating them about money, how to use it wisely, invest it, and make it last. We love Sherry Blair. All right, so back to our discussion, Dr. Kaur. We were just talking about things that people can actually do to create better health and actually better genes, right? More balance in the body and in the genes. And your new company, Crayomics, is doing research to actually look at what is effective and what isn't, correct?
Yes, for a given individual, we call it precision wellness. So what's effective for one person might not necessarily be the right modality for another. What's effective for the individual.
Oh, how interesting. So give us an idea. How do you work with an individual? What kind of testing are you doing? How do you see what works and what doesn't?
So the most basic thing we would do is just to take a saliva sample before they, at a given point in time, and to really look at their genome and to see where their methylation markers lie and how it's looking just as a baseline. And then have them have a session with you or do a yoga retreat or meditation, take a walk in nature, spend some time on the beach, spend some time with a pet, whatever it is. One of my favorite mentors once said to me that healing actually occurs when we forget our limited sense of self, when we recognize that we're limitless. And I really like that because that can really help you. And he's a physician. He's one of the predominant oncologists in the country.
Oh my goodness.
And those words stuck with me because really that's actually held true for me. A lot of my healing has been when I've forgotten that I'm limited to this finite form and really felt the magnitude of who I can be in this world. And
so you know what that says to me? And I don't know if this is even possible. In a way, it's sort of like the limitation feels like when we are totally connected to our genetics and feel like that's dictating who we are rather than realizing that right here, right now, I'm limitless.
Absolutely.
Sort of like I've heard people say, oh yeah, bad hearts run in our family. Or no, nobody in our family can draw. you know, that mm-hmm. kinds of things. That's very limiting, isn't it? And we think that we're kind of stuck with whatever that is mm-hmm. because that's what the genetic picture of our family is.
Yeah, and you know what's really fascinating about that is that so we have 3 billion components of our human genome, and only 5% of that 3 billion gives us our physical form, tells us what our eye color might be, tells us what our hair color might be, tells us whether we can roll our tongue or not. The other 95% of our genetic makeup, that's really where our epigenetics, that's where our epigenetic influence is felt. And that really is the vast majority of our genetic components in our bodies, 5% versus the 95%.
So you're saying really our potential for being bigger and changing and healthier and all that is actually way bigger than what we're stuck with?
Absolutely. It's encoded by the vast majority of our genetics as opposed to the 5% that might give us our physical form. That's the 25,000 genes that we were talking about earlier. It's not so different to the number of genes that are in a fruit or in a primate. What really differentiates us as human beings from those other organisms is this 95%.
That is kind of flexible,
absolutely
viable,
dynamic.
Changes. We can change mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. So tell us some kinds of things that you've noticed change people genetically.
Well,
for the better.
Absolutely.
We know trauma can change you for the worse, right? Like
yes.
what we described with
mm-hmm.
my client.
Absolutely.
Or what Dr. JJ had shared.
Sure.
That kind of trauma obviously mm-hmm. changes people. But what about just everyday experiences? What if you're real stressed all the time? Is that going to change you genetically?
It can do, you know. We've seen some really fascinating studies showing the gene expression of chronically stressed people. Mm. And then we've also, so there was a fantastic study done over in Boston where they took those office worker individuals and looked at their gene expression and then sat them down for just 15 minutes of deep breathing, mantra repetition, mm-hmm. and ignoring intrusive thoughts. And after just 15 minutes, they took a second blood sample and looked at how their genes were expressing after that uh-huh. activity. And they found that there'd been a real switch. All of the genes that were involved in the stress response actually got switched or dimmed down after the 15 minutes of deep breathing. And then the genes that were involved in longevity and telomere maintenance and mitochondrial function actually got switched on after just 15 minutes of breathing. And I'm a great proponent of breathing.
Really, me too.
Just remembering to breathe yes. in a given moment is so effective. It feeds ourselves. It makes us feel safe. Mm. It helps us to inhabit our body fully. I will always be a proponent of the breath.
Me too. And in fact, I want to take this moment to share with our listeners. If you go on YouTube to the station that's called Paula Shaw Counseling, and there are 2 breath methods that I have video of doing. Mm-hmm. One that I adore, balanced breathing, which
yes,
you know well.
It's one of my favorites.
I mean, that breath in 5 minutes can shift
Absolutely.
You so dramatically because it combines a yoga posture mm-hmm. and a breathing method. Mm-hmm. So balanced breathing on Paula Shaw Counseling on YouTube. Check it out because it's something that I have been known myself when I'm driving and really stressed to pull the car over and to just do some balanced breathing because it's like hitting the restart button. Mm-hmm. You can feel the change. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. And I didn't know that you could see it, you know, genetically too, which is really cool.
Well, it's fascinating. So I loved you used 2 words then. You said it can shift you in an instant mm-hmm. and you can feel the change.
Yes.
If we think about that just in logic from a scientific mind, if you feel something change and that shift has to be a part of you somewhere. It has to be mm-hmm. encoded somewhere in your physiology.
Yes.
And we see it in our genes. It's something that's quite alien to us. And I think it's something that's really validating. So when somebody comes out of your session and they just know in their hearts that something is different mm-hmm. from when they first came in through those doors,
yes.
it's really nice to be able to show them, yes, what you're feeling is highly valid. And actually, in fact, this feeling that you're having is wonderful, and we can really show you this feeling on a piece of paper, how it's really shifted your genetic makeup too.
Wow. That almost is like sci-fi, isn't it? That we can see inside of us what we're experiencing on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, right down to the genetic level.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, before I forget, I want you to give your contact information to our listeners, Dr. Kaur.
Oh, of course.
I mean, because I know a lot of people might want to learn more about this. Plus, if people are interested in having this work that we're talking about that Crayomix is doing, how do they find you?
Oh, well, they can find me, all of my details on my website. It's www.crayomix.com. That's Crayomix.
I think we better spell Crayomix because that's not an everyday word.
It is not. It's Kreomics.
Kreomics.com.
Absolutely.
And does Crayomix mean something?
Yeah, it took a while to come up with that name for my company, but I really wanted a name that really encompassed this idea that we were in absolute control of our creation, and it was something that was really central to us. So Creo is the Esperanto word for creation. It's also Esperanto is a language that was created for hope, and I really hope that this company might be able to give people hope. And you might, if you're a yogi or a yogini, you might be familiar with the sound Om, the seed sound of the universe.
Of course.
And Ix is a really interesting epithet. It's Latin, and it denotes something that pertains to the arts or the sciences. And I love this idea of being able to fuse art and science. You will see from my website that we have some beautiful photography on there to really complement the science.
Oh, I love that. Crayomix. So it's a melding or melting together of art and science and and the humanity, right?
Absolutely. Oh, the creator and creation.
Yeah, Crayomix. Could we spell that one more time? Give them that website one more time.
Oh, I shall. It's www.kreomics.com.
Very good. And that is Dr. Kulvinder Kaur, who is leading the charge with genetic research. I mean, I could talk for hours about the stories you've shared with me of some of the amazing things you've done through genetic research, like finding a viable embryo so that a woman who had experienced artificial insemination multiple times and not had success was able to conceive, right? And some of this amazing stuff that we're learning now about, you know what, if just to sum it up, if I'm saying this right, so if you grew up in dire circumstances, if you had an alcoholic parent and grew up in abject poverty or a combination or one or the other, you're not stuck for the rest of your life with your depression or your anxiety or any of those things, right? When we take steps to change that, whether it's therapy, whether it's trips to the gym, whether it's yoga, meditation, we actually are changing our physiology and our genes, correct?
That's a perfect summation. When you find that thing that resonates with your internal well-being, then that can really lead to a lot of healing of any circumstances.
Oh, I love that. Well, now in our next segment, we are going to have a millennial. My daughter, Erin Shaw, is going to be doing the Millennial Moment segment with us. And she will get to ask some questions from that young perspective of Dr. Kaur. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. In studio today with me is Dr. Kulvinder Kaur, an amazing genetic researcher who's been sharing some really cutting-edge information with us about how what we experience in our lifetimes actually changes our genes. And the same thing was true of our parents and our grandparents, and all of that gets passed on to us. In this segment, the Millennial Moment, I am bringing into the conversation my beautiful daughter, Erin Shaw, who is Hello. An entrepreneur. She's an entrepreneur, a singer, and the author of the upcoming book, Have Baggage, Will Travel. So, Erin, welcome. We would love to hear from you from the perspective of, you know, we want to include everybody in Change It Up Radio, and we want to know how young people are handling this information or what questions you might have for Dr.
Well, first of all, thank you for referring to me as a young person, because that sort of makes my day.
She's all of 32, folks.
I'll be 33 in a week, though, so I'm holding on to that.
Got a birthday coming up.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm very excited for you, this new amazing show that you've got started, and I think it's going to really help a lot of people and inspire a lot of people. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you. And I should mention to our listeners that Erin and I do a podcast together called Bridges, where we do a mother-daughter multi-generational view of trending topics. And Dr. Kaur has also been on that show.
We love the idea. Old band back together.
Yeah. And we love the idea of looking at things from different perspectives, from the different generations. So you've been listening to what we've been sharing, Erin. What would you like to ask Dr. Kaur?
Yeah, I just had a question. I was thinking about this yesterday in light of the March for Our Lives, which we participated in a couple of weeks ago, and we saw you. And, you know, we had talked when we had you on Bridges about certain ancestral traumas and how those affect, you know, your genetic makeup, as you guys have been so eloquently speaking about prior to my coming on. But I had asked you, you know, is my generation particularly screwed because we have so much trauma in our history? And I remember what you had shared with me is that, you know, for millennials that are, I'm a Gen Y millennial, that we had talked about how, like, my parents' generation, they sort of came about in like the 60s and 70s, and we're in this very like zen, peace, and love kind of hippie time, so that maybe they might have actually done some of the healing on themselves so that my generation might not have had as an extreme, like basically all the ancestral trauma dating back generations wasn't just going to be compounded on my generation. Am I recalling that correctly?
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
Okay. So, perfect. I'm so glad I remembered that, Brett.
I'm impressed.
So all those hippies that I grew up with, we actually did something good.
We did, I think, yeah.
We helped to heal our progeny.
Yes.
And you gave us some great granola recipes. but what my question was, in light of March for Our Lives, is I was, you know, reading a lot of articles about these, you know, high school students, particularly in Parkland, Florida, but all over, you know, the country and the world, that are now kind of, you know, coming out and saying like, hey, this is our world too, and we don't want to, you know, be living in this violent society. One of the things that occurred to me was that those millennials, who I think they called Gen Z, they all were born pretty much after 9/11. And so they have not experienced any lifetime or moment in their lifetime, excuse me, where like the words Al-Qaeda haven't been in the consciousness and terrorism hasn't been sort of on the back burner and of their minds. And I think that I've read a lot of articles where people were saying they're so strong, they're fighters, you know, they came of age in this time when our world is in chaos and blah, blah, blah. And that has made them so strong. But then my thoughts were, are they currently internalizing a lot of trauma that could then perpetuate itself on future generations, like their children and their grandchildren? And so now that you have all this wonderful knowledge, Dr. Kaur, I'm wondering, is there something that millennial generations who have come of age during a kind of tumultuous time in history, is there something they can do to ensure that they're not going to pass on that trauma to future generations?
Wow, absolutely.
Good question, I know.
No, it's perfect, actually. I really love that you've brought these young people in because they're my heroes. These young people are fierce. But I think what's really fascinating about this generation is they have, as you correctly mentioned, grown up under this awful shadow, but they also have more access than ever to information. So they can access information about meditation and yoga. They just need to go onto your website, as you mentioned, and they'll find out about balanced breathing. And one of the things I've noticed about this generation is that they really have this incredible balance of spiritual well-being and whole body well-being that they can really use to combat that shadow of violence that they've grown up under. And they seem so centered. They seem, they breathe. They use their whole body. They are so present. They embody themselves. They are fully, fully there in a moment. And so I think what's fascinating to me about them is that they are. They're using the knowledge and the information that's being passed down from this generation and really actually using it to heal themselves. They, I'm so in awe of Generation Z, actually, because I think that they are a really interesting balance of the masculine and the feminine. They have the fierce and they have this softness about them that really is serving them and also helping them to serve this earth.
Yeah, oh, that's so beautiful. And
that's
so
a really great point.
Do I hear you saying that even though we know they're grieving, you know, we've seen these kids on TV, we know why the whole march got started. So they're grieving and they're angry and they're taking action. But so is that going to affect them genetically in a negative way? Or are you saying because they are taking that action and they're doing something with their pain, they're actually more healing themselves?
That's what I believe. Obviously, they've been through unimaginable trauma.
Yes.
But they're shifting that energy. And they're not just shifting that energy for themselves. They're shifting that energy for humanity, it seems.
Yes.
They are so inspiring.
Yes.
And so magnificent in their presence and just so strong that that they really do seem to be doing something about it.
I feel like...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I almost feel like on an energetic level, I feel like, even as you speak about it, I see in my mind's eye like this glow of this beautiful energy on the planet, you know? And there have been many periods in human history where something beautiful was born out of something that was very painful or difficult, right? You know, wars for freedom or that kind of thing that have happened to people. And hopefully there'll come a day when it doesn't have to come through that kind of pain and struggle. But the sort of the ends justifies the means, you know, in that if we ultimately are freer, more aware, more joyful, if we don't settle for what isn't right or what isn't working, we are evolving as humanity, right?
And I look to them to help us evolve, actually.
I think so, too. What were you going to say, Erin?
I was just going to ask then, would it be fair to say as people become more and more aware of different types of ways to, you know, process their pain or process, you know, their struggles, is it possible that this idea of ancestral trauma could become more and more obsolete?
You know, I hope so, but I think the we've talked a lot about ancestral trauma. Also, early childhood really impacts our epigenetics. There have been some incredible studies on young animals that were licked by their parents compared to those that were not, and the ones that weren't nurtured by their mothers in early childhood go on to have higher rates of schizophrenia and depression and anxiety. So even what we experience in this lifetime as in our early development can have a huge impact. But I think that as human beings, we're always trying to move towards that space of balance and healing mm-hmm. and equanimity, regardless of what our circumstances are. But, you know, you have to envisage better, you have to imagine better. And I love that vision you're holding, Erin. I think that feels really good to me. And maybe...
I think
maybe with the help of Crayomix.
Yes, exactly. We actually have evolving right here and sitting next to us, the company that Dr. Kaur is creating, Crayomix, Kreomics.com, I remembered. That is actually, you know, I don't know if you heard this part, Erin, but they are working with individuals, testing different things. Like, let's say you're feeling really anxious that day. Now mm-hmm. we're going to have you meditate for a week, and then we're going to look at your genes again mm-hmm. and see if that actually was working for you.
Yeah.
Do I have that
wow.
right?
A week, or maybe even just 10 minutes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then look at it again. Mm-hmm. So you're actually customizing what is effective for each person.
Yeah. It really right? wow. honors the individuality of every single person on this planet, I think.
I love that idea. So it's not a one-size-fits-all exactly. medicine approach. It's as individual as it can be.
And I love that you're able to basically make the intangible tangible for people. Because if you're someone like me, that I like a lot of evidential proof of things.
Mm-hmm. So, very good. And so many people do. Well, my darling absolutely. And my dear friend, mm-hmm. I'm afraid we are out of time. So we'll have to gather again to continue this discussion and continue the hope for the human race. Dr. Kaur, thank you so much for all you've contributed to our knowledge and our understanding today. And to you, my darling daughter, thank you for participating in this discussion from the perspective of the young.
Thanks, Erin.
I will come on as the young anytime. Thank you.
To our listeners, we say thank you, and you can catch Change It Up Radio here on KCBQ every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock and on multiple stations throughout the country and every major podcast platform. So stay with us. We have lots more exciting things to talk about in future shows. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Change.